Brent Daugherty, Mickey Ryan, and Don Davenport. This is the 3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone.
Welcome in the 3 o'clock hour of 3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. We are starting the 3 o'clock hour with a guy who's normally on much later. I he's got a busy schedule. His agent calls and makes these kind of requests. Jason Swain joins us now via Skype. Swain, this is way earlier. What are we doing here right now, man? Is social distancing, does it end your day earlier? Did we have to have you on earlier today?
Yeah, I have a date with my daughters a little bit later, so had to push them. We had to push things up a little bit. They want to go outside. It was cold yesterday and raining the day before that. So I have a date with them. We're going to draw on the sidewalk and have some fun outside. So that's what I got going on. That's the real agent. They take 100%, that's for sure. Like 300%.
Jeremy Pruitt and his staff are staying busy. We'll get to the local guy, Walker Merrill, in just a minute. But Jalen Wright, all I see is how fast this guy is everywhere I look.
That's something Tennessee needed to address, you know, for the last 2 or 3 years, is just team speed. I mean, the one thing that stands out about Tennessee speed is last year Tennessee's on the road. Najee Warrior gets a pick against Tua there at the goal line. And Alabama receiver just walks Najee Warrior down. And, you know, in the past, Tennessee has been able to kind of take that thing to the house. I think that's kind of been a picture of where Tennessee speed has been. Even as good as Najee Warrior is, Tennessee, just from a team standpoint, need to address those issues. And they've done that with wide receivers in this recruiting class. And they did it a couple days ago with Jalen Wright, one of the fastest running backs in the country. So, big pickup for Tennessee. Add speed to that group where you already have Eric Gray. That's one of the shiftiest and dynamic players already in the SEC as a sophomore.
How do you anticipate Jalen Wright being used? He seems like he could, because of that speed, Swain, he could line up in the backfield. Maybe he lines up in the slot. It seems like you could do a lot of things with him, and that's another kind of addition that they needed to that roster.
Remember that movie Forrest Gump where they gave the ball to Forrest and just told him to run and he ran all the way to the tunnel?
That's been on a bunch lately, yeah.
you can do that with him, and you don't have to teach guys like him to do that. And so recruit guys that you have to teach less to, and he's one of those dudes. I mean, he's a 10'8", 300-meter guy. And there's not a coach in America that can teach a guy like that how to run fast. So makes it a whole lot easier. And when you have speed like that on your team, it just changes everything on special teams. And that's a third of the football game, which is very, very important. We've seen teams win or lose games in that area. So adding T-speed is very important. And Jalen Wright certainly addresses that issue.
Also, adding high character kids is also important, and they got one of those with their in-state wide receiver and Walker Merrill. Picked Tennessee over, I think, Ole Miss, Vandy, a couple others. What do you like about him?
I like him. With everything going on recruiting today and kids dropping their top 40 and being committed and keeping things open. I mean, recruits today have just annoyed me, I'll be honest. So I've kind of backed away from following them as much. But yeah. Walker Merrill, I went to go look at his film, and I was just very impressed with how polished he is. I know his high school really, they don't send him deep. A lot of bubble screens and things like that. He does a great job of returning punts and kicks. And you go and look at some of the clips of him going up against some of the best DBs in the country, he's very polished. And, whoever's working with him in Nashville, they're doing an awesome job, because I wasn't as polished as he was coming in as a freshman here at Tennessee. But he understands leverage, how to set up his routes. He understands how to get off press coverage and using his feet. He is a very great athlete. I mean, he's a guy who could jump a 39, 40-inch vertical, runs a 4-5 flat. He can be a guy that's a low 4-4, guy before he leaves Tennessee, with the way Tennessee strength and conditioning program has done a good job of developing. I had him on the show today. I was blown away. I mean, I love the dude. I mean, I'm in love with him, man. He's amazing. He's great. I mean, he has a chip on his shoulder. You know, some kids, they won't admit that, you know, the star ranking bothers them, but it does bother him. It bothers him that, you know, he's not being recognized for how hard he works and the work that he's put in. And he has a chip on his shoulder to prove everyone that he's one of the best receivers in the country. And I love it, man. I love that kid.
I saw him play a game this year at home against CPA and was standing near the sideline. And I was impressed. They do run a lot of bubble screens, so that's a quick throw, more of an extended run play. And he's got moves, there's no doubt. And he's got a quick first step. But I was impressed with the way that he caught the ball in traffic, too. That, it was a really tightly contested game with a lot of big third downs and things like that. And he came up with big catch after big catch.
You can't teach – you know, a guy that can run a 4-5 flat, 4-4-5, guy that's explosive like he is, you know, 39-inch vertical. You get in with T. Martin, and T. Martin's done a great job of developing receivers from his days at USC and even in a short amount of time at Tennessee. So he's going to be really, really good. I'm really excited about him. And, you know, he is very mature, works his tail off. He had a whole plan of workouts, you know, this week that he was going to do on the field, footwork and things like that. So he's continuing to work even after committing to Tennessee and making a huge decision. The work is not over for him. The marathon continues for Walker Merrill.
Jason Swain, our guest at Swain Event on Twitter, SwainEvent.com. Everybody's having to cancel their pro day, and it hurts some guys more than others. Was wondering how far Daryl Taylor is right now as he's coming back from an injury, because he's one of those guys. Boy, pro day would have been huge for him to show where he is, you know?
No, absolutely. I mean, the good thing about Daryl Taylor, he had Indianapolis to kind of sit down with GM, to sit down with coaches and talk to them and walk through, you know, his 4 years here at Tennessee, the good, the bad, the ugly, and he got a chance to have that time. I think Daryl Taylor's going to be okay. The one person I worry about is Najee Warrior, because he did not get that invite to Indianapolis. He did not get the combine. And then pro day is canceled. So you really have to kind of dig in and look at his film, look at, you know, the improvement that he's made from his junior season to his senior season. And hopefully Coach Pruitt and company will do a good job talking to the scouts and letting them know how good of a player he is, how coachable he is, and what type of player he could be at the next level.
Tennessee had a couple of years where they didn't have anyone drafted. I'm curious, as you start to look through the roster, Swain, are you starting to see more draftable guys assuming they work hard and the staff works with them?
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. I see about, you know, 5 to 7 guys that have a chance, you know, this year. And if the NFL allowed sophomores to leave, then maybe we're talking about more, but you can just tell. You know, the team that usually has the most NFL prospects usually is the team that's winning the most on Saturdays. I think Tennessee, they have a few of those guys coming up this season. So, you know, that speaks to the recruiting, the development, the evaluation, and then you know, these guys that want to play the next level. I mean, I don't even want a kid that doesn't want to play the next level. I mean, we want you to have a nice backup plan and go to the Thornton Center and make good grades and get your degree. But we want guys that want to go to the league first and foremost, because if you're striving to want to go to the league, that means you're putting in extra work in the film room, putting extra work in the weight room, and you're trying to be the best player you can be. And an NFL player usually helps their college team in a big way.
Yeah, and I guess that's where I was going more so, like in the other classes, not necessarily this group, but like the juniors that are on the roster now, the sophomores. You know, Eric Gray looks like an NFL running back to me already, and he's a freshman.
Oh yeah, he'll be a guy that will have to make a decision after his junior year, and you know, that's just the name of the game. I mean, you can't compete at a high level in the SEC if you don't have, you know, NFL guys, and it's why each and every year the SEC puts in more NFL players, more drafted players than any other conference. I mean, it's really no secret. It's the best conference in the land. And so Tennessee just needs to develop more NFL prospects, because then, you know, it becomes a cycle. The more prospects that you have, the more games you win, and the more games you win, the more recruits want to come to Tennessee because they want to go to the NFL too. So, you know, Ohio State, Clemson, Alabama, you know, Georgia, they've been able to say that and do that, and Tennessee needs to get there as well.
Jason Swain, our guest. Hey, on the way out, a couple of Lady Vols, it looks like, have hit the transfer portal. Just curious to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, usually, you know, that's been the boys that's gotten in trouble and done things like that. So where Zay Green had a little deal that she should be able to clear up. But usually that's been the knuckleheaded guys, right, on the football team and basketball team. And, you know, I know Kelly Hopper is taking over a really weird situation, you know, coming back and replacing someone that coached her. And there's a lot of, you know, a lot of girls that may fit, may not fit. And so she's having to replace basically two starters. And, man, hopefully she's in that transfer portal right now, dialing up the ladies and trying to get some transfers in. I know she got two really good players coming in from high school, but that's a big blow. Zay Green, she's a bucket getter. She can create her own shot. She ain't scared of the big moment at all. And I just hate that she's leaving. I hate that for Massengill, but I just wish them the best. I hope they go on, whatever school they're going to go to. I hope they finish their career out on top and be successful. Just don't go to UConn. If you go to UConn, I'm not wishing you the best. I wish you the best.
Hey, we got about 30 seconds or so left, Swain. How would you rate Kelly Jolly Harper's first year?
I mean, I guess I would give it a B. I mean, it's just really hard to – it's really hard to tell because the roster just is still not where he needs to be. I mean, you still don't have a true point guard. And then the point guard that you had, she left. And so got to get some more skilled players, skilled players that can dribble and pass and shoot. It didn't have a lot of shooters. It's really hard to tell. But I would say a B minus, C plus.
Man, I would have taken that in school. And I know she's shooting for better.
Hey, I bet, man, you did take that in school.
See, get the grades. Yeah.
No doubt. Nobody's ever asked me my GPA since I left college. Swain, thank you, man. Good stuff. At Swain Event on Twitter, SwainEvent.com. Thank you.
See y'all. Y'all have a good one.
Jason Swain on 104.5 The Zone. Presented by Gary Ashton of RE/MAX Advantage. Looking to sell your home? Want to sell it quickly and for top dollar? Then call Gary Ashton of RE/MAX Advantage at 615-301-1650 or online at GaryAshton.com. Gary Ashton, the official real estate agent of the Nashville Predators.